Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
All this month, residents of Flagstaff, Arizona have been facing this new reality. Certain plastics can no longer be recycled. It's the same for Douglas County, Oregon, where one recycling facility virtually shut down its entire program. Several other U.S. cities are facing the same recycling squeeze because China has drastically reduced what recyclables it will bring in from the U.S. From member station KJZZ, Heather Van Blacklen reports.
June 3rd was the first Sunday in Flagstaff's farmers market history where recyclables were deliberately being thrown in the trash.
Hey, Jill. How are you, my dear?
Art Babbitt is a county supervisor and started the market almost 2 decades ago.
All those cups now are going to the landfill. All those plastic clamshells are now going to the landfill. They are not going to be allowed to be in the recycling stream anymore because of these changing realities.
The changing reality is China's new import ban placed on most U.S. recyclables. Tom and Lindsay Dietrich shop at the farmer's market.
I think there's just going to be some adjustment. It's going to be weird for people to start bringing their own plates and coffee cups instead of having to just throw things away.
Americans recycle about 66 million tons of material each year, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. About one-third of that gets exported to process and has mostly gone to China until now. Flagstaff shopper Tom Dietrich doesn't fault China for its policy change.
If our previous policy was reliant on China being willing to trash their environment to take our stuff, and now they're pushing back against it in order to make their place better, then good.
It may be good for China, but bad for the U.S. recycling industry. In addition to banning specific recyclables, last summer China also announced new standards on how much trash can be in the trash. It's called a contamination rate, and it's a measure of how much non-recyclable material can be in paper and plastic bales. The new policy limits that rate to almost zero. Some places, like Flagstaff, are now limiting what homeowners can recycle. Others are trying to clean up their paper and plastic. In Phoenix, Stacy Hetmansperger is the plant manager of one of the city's two recycling centers. She's showing me a paper conveyor.
You can see, like, there's pieces of plastic. It's not a perfect system, so you can kind of get a sense of why contamination is a challenge. Oh, see the plastic bags?
We definitely have been impacted.
Joe Judice is Assistant Public Works Director in Phoenix.
And the impact for us has been that our plants operators need to be a lot pickier about the quality of the materials that they're making for sale. And in doing so, less materials making it into the sold market than it used to.
Many Western states like Colorado, Nevada, and Alaska have cities shrinking recycling programs, or in some cases, closing down plants altogether because they cannot meet China's new standard.
We all want to recycle materials, and it's hard to hear that plants are having to close down.
The alternative is to build processing plants closer to home. Judice is working on that in Phoenix, but it will take time. In the meantime, in Phoenix, and in a growing number of U.S. cities, more and more recyclables are headed to the landfill. For NPR News, I'm Heather Van Blocklen.
And Heather's story comes to us from the public media collaboration Elemental, covering sustainability.